This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
I can smell something very pretty just arrived in the studio. I mean, what it is. Well, it definitely wasn't you. It doesn't smell like old cheese. I mean, hello.
Hello.
Morning,
it's
boys.
Maddie and Amy here.
Maddie and Amy, a new drive team here on Joy.
Congratulations. Well Thank deserved.
You. Thank you. We're very excited. We've got so much planned and we're doing all these like audio sweepers and doing some cool stuff.
For the old people in the room, could you explain what that is?
Basically, so if we have a segment, we are going to do like little theme songs.
Yeah. Lots of like little breaks where it says like you're listening to Maddie and Amy, but it sounds really professional and legit.
Yeah,
like,
we want to be more like a big legit deal. Than we are.
When's the first show?
Next week.
Next week, Thursdays.
Uh huh.
From 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock till 6:30, which will be really fun. It's a good prime time slot too.
It's really good. It's so Thursday's going to be the only day you want to listen to Joy.
I think so.
Absolutely.
You'll have us in the morning. We might as well just go through. Look, you should come in. We'll just start at breakfast and we'll go all the way through to
dinner. We'd love that. A very long day.
We're like the girls next door.
That's
We're your neighbours.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, girls, I must admit, I love seeing a psychic.
Yeah.
And I love going and finding out what they think is going to happen. And most of the time it doesn't happen, but sometimes it does.
Yeah.
Yes. So Amy does a psychic segment every week on the show.
Because I feel like I'm a psychic, you guys.
So can you do one this morning?
I'm a bit of a psycho. You are right. But I do have psychic abilities, I feel. Now, I probably should mention, like, there's no qualification here. This is just, I get these vibes every now and then. And at the moment, right, I have a sore tongue, which means these predictions are right.
Hang on.
She'll read your mind, but she's not qualified. She's a psychic.
Oh my God.
She knows about your love life and your dinner tonight. She's a psychic. Amy thinks she's a psychic. Oh, I had so much fun writing that.
Yeah,
I'm a professional songwriter, obviously.
But that was really good. Listen. Listen, don't you come in here show number one and start doing all that great stuff and putting us to shame.
No.
I'm going to start sabotaging you guys, do you realise?
All good. It'll make Joy sound fantastic. Okay, what's on your tongue?
All right,
we
guys,
know.
Are we ready for this? Yes. All right, so Tom, this one's for you. Okay,
good.
So I'm sensing there's animals in your future, okay? No, I mean like a new animal is about to come into your life.
I am on eBay trying to find a gerbil.
Oh, no, because I said a ferret is in your life. I swear to God, I wrote this down this morning as I was thinking about, I'm like, there's a ferret coming into your life.
Well, ferrets and gerbils are very similar, aren't they?
They're so similar.
They all like to go into dark places.
What is a gerbil?
What do you want one for?
Well, just Google Richard Gere and you'll find out.
Oh, my God.
Allegedly. Yeah.
Now, Tom, the other thing I am smelling is country air.
Oh,
okay?
Yes.
I smell country air, and this usually means that you might be thinking or moving to the country.
Well, I would like
to.
To
the country. Oh my God. Maybe I shouldn't do radio and just be a psychic full time.
No, that's true. So we actually are in the process of looking for a farm.
She's not qualified at all. No qualifications, but you somehow guess every time. I just don't understand.
Well, I thought, could you tell that was my new cowboy boots that gave it away?
No.
I've decided now that RM Williams is the fashionable thing.
It is fashionable and you'd pull it off, but they're my predictions for you. Okay?
Oh, thank you.
Warren, are you ready for this?
I don't know if I'm a bit nervous.
All right. So first of all, I'm seeing sports in
sports?
Your future. I feel like there is like an award coming up. You need to enter something, okay, for sports.
Something. I need to enter something.
Do you ski or anything?
I like entering things, so that's good.
Do you play tennis? I just feel like there's like a winning medal. There you go. Enter something because you're going to win.
Okay. All right.
I'd love to enter
something.
I'd love to see Warren represent Australia in the Winter Olympics. We'd love to see this little thing go.
Leotard.
I can fly through the air.
Oh, that would be so exciting. You know what?
How exciting.
Does look great, but it's that landing that scares the hell out of me, like that smash. Do you have any more?
I've got one more.
Oh, for me?
One more, all right? The next thing I'm predicting is if you're about to bake something, don't do it because you're going to burn it and ruin it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, don't do any cookies, don't do any brown.
Do you cook normally?
Sometimes.
What were you planning to cook?
I don't know, it would have been something healthy today,
already, that's amazing.
It deserves to be burned, to be honest.
Okay.
Burn it.
Well, I was bad yesterday because I had chips yesterday.
I mean, he's terrible. I've seen him burnt his protein shake. He's terrible in the kitchen.
See? How do you burn a protein shake?
My blender's one of those ones, you know, if you leave it on forever, it starts to heat up.
You need to invest more in the printer.
I actually burnt out the kitchen more than the protein shake. But anyway, that's another story. So don't bake.
Don't bake. They're my predictions.
Okay, I won't.
There we go.
No, what about Andy standing over us, John? Oh. He's feeling like he's left out here.
Oh, Andy. Okay, so the things I'm getting for you is, do we have a lover in your life right now? I think you need to propose.
I feel like
we need to take the next step.
Wow.
That's what I'm feeling.
So, Daniel, if you're listening, quickly run to the airport. There is a flight out of the country available for you now. Run, Daniel, run.
So we all know what's happening. So if you want to hear more psychic predictions, you've got to tune in next Thursday.
Yeah, huh? From 4 p.m.
From 4 p.m. to 6:30 p.m.
I'm going to be ringing up every week now. You know that. I'm addicted to it. Yeah. So, and I want next week, you come in here, I want to see you with some bigger balls than what you've got now.
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll try and grow some in the meantime.
Well, no. You go to a shop and you're a crystal ball. You know.
That's fine. Wrong
balls, guys.
Can you girls hang around? Because we've got a question for you after this.
Go for it.
She'll read your mind, but she's not qualified. She's a psychic.
Yeah.
She knows about your love life and your dinner tonight. She's a psychic. Amy thinks she's a psychic.
We're joined by Maddie and Amy, our new drive team.
Yay. Hello.
Starting next Thursday.
But before we get you talking, shall we give the prize away?
Oh, my God, do it.
Let's give the prize away. So we're giving away a double pass to performance management. Scott Hollingsworth's real life corporate career comedy performance about working in an office. Actually, I like this one here. My lecturer at uni was researching twins, so once I got an extension for her assignment because I told her that was the anniversary of the death of my twin.
Oh.
Whoa.
That's a bit that is really terrible,
that
isn't
it? That is dark. Morbid.
Is that kind of... But that is not the winner.
Oh,
that's right, like that's not the winner. I just thought I wanted to mention that one because whoever wrote that, I'm not saying your name, you should feel terrible.
That's as bad as the football team, though, that pretended the player died.
At least I would have said I ate my twin in utero. Oh. I mean, at least, isn't that okay? But okay. The winner is, I haven't told you guys yet, this is probably going to get in trouble for reading this one out on air, but I don't care, I think it's hilarious.
Off you go.
Marky Mark from Clifton Hill, congratulations. He wrote, I once texted my boss to say that I wasn't coming in as I've woken up with an erection and I'm definitely not planning on wasting it. But that's so true. If I had that excuse, that's morning. I'm never getting out of bed again.
So congratulations, Mark. You're off to see the show. If you want to go, you can still get tickets at Chapel Off Chapel. It's just chapeloffchapel.com.au.
Yeah, it's playing from the 12th to the 16th of December.
So performance management.
Very exciting.
Have you girls ever been performance managed?
I mean, at my retail job, we have like KPIs and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
and we have
same.
To like sell a certain amount in a sale and all of that
so
stuff.
So you've got to scam people, basically.
Yeah, you basically do.
So Maddie's good at it too because you've really been trips scammer. From it and stuff. Like she makes so much money, she gets trips from her work.
So I've been to like Canada because I sold heaps of computers.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Maddie's like real
so
deal.
You sell a computer and they think, you think they send you to Korea so you could bring a few back with you. I mean, like, if you're selling, but I'm saying if I was going to give a prize away, I'd go, well, here's a free trip to Korea. Could you bring back a few computers?
So I can win like big prize money if I like scam people into buying like virus protection.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm not going to reveal the name of the retailer, but I think you can do the math.
Oh, wow.
Well, I've never worked in retail, so I don't know.
Do you mean like you've never done like a checkout job when you're like 16?
Never.
No.
Nothing. Oh, my God. I had to do that. I was a checkout chick.
I was a boy, so when I applied, and in those days it was Franklin's, they told me I had to work in the stock room, and I thought I went out the back and I thought, oh bitch, I ain't picking up things with these
sales. You don't belong there. You're the face of the company.
That's what I thought.
Exactly. Face, not behind the scenes.
Now, girls, got a question for you. There's a dance craze. It's called flossing.
We know about it.
We love
it. You know about
floss.
It? We don't know what it is.
Remember, Warren is a bit older than the rest of us, so he thinks it's new. It's only been going around for a few years.
The reason we wonder, because scores of people have hurt themselves copying the jerky back and forth movements of the jig.
What kind of injuries are we talking about?
Knee injuries.
Oh, but it, like...
Medics are warning of a sharp increase in cases of floss knee, linking it to the shoot 'em up fantasy played by 125 million fans.
Well, so flossing comes from the game Fortnite. It's like this crazy game that young young kids are playing.
Right.
So these characters, when they like have a victory, they do dances. Yeah. So flossing is one of them.
So it's nothing to do with dental floss.
Nothing. No oral hygiene.
No oral hygiene. No oral. No bad breath. No bad breath.
What do you mean no oral? You just said it causes bad things for your knees.
Oh my god.
My poor mother's listening to this. Sorry, Mum.
Would you like me to show you how to floss?
Yes, please.
Okay. So everyone needs to stand up.
Oh, dear.
I don't know if I can. Okay.
All right, here we go. So basically, when you floss, when you do the dance, you wiggle your hips side to side like right. this.
We're got to have coordination.
Coordination.
Yeah.
You're waving together.
Doing
and
well.
Then you bring the arms in. So you go, So you're like flossing your arms back and forth.
Laura's doing it really well.
Yeah, you got it.
I've got it.
Oh.
You look so funny.
All right, so now we know what flossing is. So
you definitely got something, but it wasn't style.
But my knees. Oh, that's nasty. My knees aren't hurt though. But I
no,
suppose.
Exactly.
But can you see where like you could hurt yourself though?
Yeah.
But not really. I'm saying if that's the worst, you're going to get hurt. I mean, God, you must be boring in bed.
Oh.
If that's what we're worried about, is the worst thing you're going to hurt your knees is just doing a little bit of a dance right outside. I mean, there's worse things in the world.
That's true. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
But, I mean, it would be embarrassing to go, you know, I'm sorry, I need crutches, I can't walk, I have a flossing industry. You know, like, that's pretty sad.
Yeah.
Maddie and Amy, thank you so much for coming in. We're really excited about your show, which starts next Thursday from 4 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. drive.
Thank you guys for having us.
Thank you for coming in.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.